The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 4-3 in conference play and 6-4 overall. Iowa visits Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. First of all, it's just, it was a great atmosphere in Kinnick on Saturday night. Our fans were unbelievable and just a really electric atmosphere all night long. So we're very, very appreciative of their support. And then just, really proud of our football team. They really competed hard, prepared well, and did a great job in getting a victory over a very outstanding football team. So, really happy about the weekend's events. And, like you do every week, you had to flip the page on Sunday and get started and get our preparation ready to play on the road at Illinois.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. You have a bunch of kids from Illinois on your team. Just how important is the state to you in recruiting?
Well, it's really important to us, and for a couple of reasons. First of all, our population in state is just around 3 million. So, naturally, you do the conclusion there. We can't exist solely on Iowa players, although we've had so many great players from this state. So we have to branch out, and all the surrounding areas certainly make sense. The interesting thing is, you get to Chicago a lot faster than you can Sioux City from Iowa City. So. And a huge part of our student body population, I think it's about 35-40%, is from the Chicagoland area. So there's just a real natural attraction that way. And, it makes perfect sense for us to really try to work that state hard.
I got one more for you. What's your strategy or routine on Fridays when you're on the road? And how has that changed over the years since you started coaching?
Yeah, what we used to do, we used to try to get to the site and visit the stadium and, just do a walkthrough, not even a walkthrough, walk through the stadium, let the players see what the field and the stadium look like, all that type of thing. And then, along the way, they wouldn't let you in the Metrodome years ago and a couple other places. It just didn't make sense logistically. So, I talked to our players a couple of years ago and asked them how important that was, and it really didn't seem to be important to them. So we typically just try to get to the hotel wherever we're going and get there before dinner and have the same routine once we're there that we would if we were in Iowa City. So it's just really not very dramatic. We work out in the morning and then travel and get to the hotel sometime before dinner.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Linda Barnas, todayu.com.
Morning, Coach. After the Penn State game and then with Michigan coming to town, probably there weren't many outsiders who thought you guys had much of a chance, but it seems to me people, obviously weren't around your guys' practices during the week. That seems to be kind of one of those great unknowns, particularly in college football, that, we sort of don't know what we don't know, and the fact that your guys rallied and kind of had a resolve to win that game on Saturday that developed during the week.
Yeah, I think one thing all of us try to do as coaches, I would assume, is, once you play a game, you come in the next day, you look at it and try to learn from it, and then you have to move on. You have to move on, and unless you don't have a game that next week, you got to push it forward, and it's easier said than done. But I can tell you the challenge will be the same this week. Last week it was just the other end of the spectrum. Everything was we were terrible everywhere our guys went. I'm sure on campus they heard negative things about the team and the program and the game. This week it's just the other way around. So really the trick is trying to learn what you can from whatever took place and then try to put your sights on what's in front of you and keep them there. And whether you got knocked down or you're riding high, you somehow have to find that middle ground where it's going to allow you to prepare the way you have to do to get ready for a good opponent. And everybody in our conference, I think, every coach would tell you in this league that every Saturday you better be ready to go or you're going to lose. And that's the reality of it. I think we all know that. It's a little tougher to convey that to young people sometimes.
I know you, when you get to the game, you really have no idea how things are going to turn out. But did you have a pretty good feeling last week the way the guys had practiced that you were going to give Michigan a pretty good game?
Yeah, I mean, two things on that one. First of all, I would love to tell you we really came up with some great ideas for practicing better or, you know, changing things, things like that. And the only thing we do as the season goes on is cut some time off. So if anything, we actually did less last week than maybe the week before. So the practice routine wasn't dramatically different by any stretch. But the biggest challenge, I think, was trying to get our guys to realize that what had happened the Saturday previously had nothing to do with what was going to happen Saturday night. And it was all about, you know, us taking advantage of those 7 days to get ready and give ourselves a realistic chance to compete against a very good football team, and knowing that if we didn't, it could be ugly fast the other direction. So, yeah, I think most of it's neck up once you get going in the season. Not that teams don't improve. I'm not suggesting that, but you do. You improve with your skill set and your fundamentals if you're practicing well. But a lot of it is just, you know, trying to get your head in the right place, whether you're coming off a really bad loss or a really good win.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We can take one more question.
And your final question is from Chad Listicat with Des Moines Register.
Hey, Coach. I wanted to ask about your walk-ons. You had two tight ends that were walk-ons, two fullbacks that were walk-ons, a left tackle that was a walk-on going against the Michigan defense, and just kind of wondering what it said about kind of your culture and development that you guys were able to pull that upset.
Well, I think, as you know, Chad, it's kind of historic here. It's just part of our fabric. And, you know, I flash right back to 2002 where you got a guy like Bruce Nelson that played 4 years for us in the offensive line, was a tremendous player. Obviously, Dallas Clark, Sean Considine, you know, you go right down the line in 04, Sean Considine playing safety, Pete McMahon, right tackle, Tyre Lupke at defensive tackle. So, yeah, it's just always been part of our fabric, and we're really fortunate that we've had, not all of them have been from in-state, but a high majority of them have been. And they're guys that, you know, were good high school players that put faith in us, and, you know, we actively recruited them and came in and really worked hard here and just, you know, saw their skill set kind of develop and blossom maybe as they grew. So, you know, it's the one common denominator. They've all worked extremely hard. They all had great attitudes, and certainly they played a really prominent role the other night. And it's really, I mean, it'd be hard to find a year where we don't have key walk-ons in there playing key roles for us, not only on offense and defense, but certainly on special teams too.
Sure. Unrelated follow-up. I mean, I know you hate it when fifth-year seniors get injured, and you've got Greg Maben, Cole Crossen, George Kittle. I mean, do they have a chance to get back, and what's their prognosis?
Yeah, right now, this week for sure, Greg and Cole will not play. George has not done anything yet this week. He's not ruled out, but, you know, I'm not – you got to believe what you see, you know, so I'm a little concerned about that. So, it's hard. You hate to see any player get hurt, and it's every coach in America would tell you that because you watch these guys work so hard, and the reason they're working is a chance to play. You only get to play 12 games, and so it's really tough when a guy's on the sideline, and it's especially hard when it's a senior. You know, you just really – your heart aches for him.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks very much.